It's always good to have a customary handshake. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we may not have a Christmas service, but I think, you know, we celebrate today. Thank you, Christy and her worship team. Great, great songs. And who come, let us adore Him. Praise the Lord. It's a good God. Amen. So we might not have a Christmas service on the 25th. And even then, there's no real concrete evidence that He was born on the 25th of December. Just want you to know, as the world celebrates something else altogether, we celebrate Jesus. Amen. Great God. Great God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. That's where we're going to begin. That's where the gospel in the New Testament begins. Matthew chapter 1. When you're there, let me know. Gospel of Matthew in chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
Nice scandal we have here. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. That's an important point there. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, translated God with us. Amen. Great God. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. And he did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Bow your heads with me. Father, we love you and we thank you and we bless you because of who you are and because of what you have done. We magnify the name of Jesus. And today we fix ourselves on his name, his title, Emmanuel, God with us. And we ask that you speak to our hearts, Lord. Let your word go forth and bless your people, Lord. Because you are Emmanuel, God who is with us. Thank you, Lord. Bless the time that we have together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's a good God. It's a very good God. Now, tell you the Christmas story. That's just the beginning of it. We're not going to go full blown into that. Yeah? Today, you know, we only hear that name Emmanuel usually around Christmas. It usually gains focus, gains attention around this time of year. And maybe for the rest of the year, we don't really hear that name, God with us, Emmanuel. But Emmanuel is every bit as relevant to us every single day of our lives. I just want to focus in on this today and explore the meaning, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, which is, as we have read, translated for us, God with us. More accurately, this prophetic title finds its fulfillment. You know, even though it was prophesied in Isaiah, it finds its full fulfillment in Jesus Christ. And it describes for us a relationship with Him and what we gain from that relationship with Him. True companionship, true comfort, and true community. Okay, so the first thing I want to know, if you're taking notes, Emmanuel. Let's go with the simple one. God with us. God is with us. Now, whenever God's people found themselves in trouble, God Himself repeatedly promised them His presence. They were homeless. They were insecure, wandering around the wilderness, powerless to enter their land that was promised to them, powerless to defeat their enemies. But he says in Leviticus chapter 26, I will set my tabernacle among you. I will be with you. My soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and will be your God. And you shall be my people. Oh, what a beautiful promise. A beautiful word to each one of us. That God makes His dwelling with us. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, Moses is speaking to the Israelites when they're facing their enemies. He says, you shall not be terrified of them. For the Lord your God, the great, awesome God, is among you. And many, 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 many years later, centuries, hundreds of years later, when they were rejected and exiled in Babylon, amidst all their fears, all their struggling to survive as a nation, they hoped for God's deliverance and His salvation. And when they got back, when they returned, God again spoke this word to them and reinforced it in the book of Haggai with a clear assurance, I am with you. Amen. Now notice, we just read this passage, but I want to, you know, if you read Luke chapter 1, you'll see this greeting. Notice how the New Testament opens with this, with a greeting from the angel Gabriel. Here we read that the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph. In Luke chapter 1, we hear, before he appeared to Joseph, he appeared to Mary. And he says, rejoice, highly favored one, for the Lord is with you. Rejoice. Imagine, just take some moments, imagine the fear that would have gripped Mary's heart when she heard that she was going to bear a child. She wasn't even married. Just think about that. You know, I paused at the first verse because it sounds like a great scandal. You want to watch whatever you have on TV these days and all that scandal, you got it here. You know, God wants you to know that He knows. He knows. You know, and He can use you no matter what your circumstances are. He can come to you. He can touch you. He can relate to you no matter what your circumstances are. But here we have it. Rejoice, highly favored one, for the Lord is with you. And she realizes that, she starts to think, what are people going to say? I'm knocked up. I ain't even married. What does the Old Testament say about someone who has sex before marriage? Probably going to get stoned, eh? What will people say? She was betrothed. She was promised to Joseph. So in the community, they probably all knew Mary and Joseph. They were going to get married. So it almost looked like they had sex before marriage. That would make the child, Jesus, if that were true, it would be illegitimate. What a stain. Worse still, it becomes clear that the child is not even Joseph's. What would people say? That she was promiscuous, that she was sleeping around, and that she deserved to be stoned? Now we look at Joseph's situation. Even though he was a just and an upright man, you know, he was honorable. He didn't want to make her a public spectacle. He wanted to put her away silently. But you can sense the fear that gripped his heart as well. Equally worried, afraid of the moral repercussions and the social stigma that surrounded their situation. And he secretly wanted a divorce. But hear what the angel Gabriel says. He instructs him, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And he goes on to say, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So this, while it sounded like scandal, this was the fulfillment of God's prophetic word and a crucial link to God's eternal plan. The ultimate Christmas gift wrapped up in this one word, Emmanuel. The manifestation of God's greatest promise to be with His creation and with His people. Amen. Rejoice, highly favored ones. The Lord is with you. But God does not just stop at being with us in the normal sense of the word. That's not His highest fulfillment. He desires to dwell in us, to live on the inside of us. In John chapter 14, Jesus himself declares, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide, he may remain, he may live with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells in you. He dwells with you and will be in you. Now, it's one thing for God to be with us generally. We know that God is everywhere. He's all-powerful, ever-living, all-knowing, all-present. We know that God is with us. It's the matter that makes up this whole universe. We are held together purely because of his word. So he is, you know, in a sense, amongst us. But his real heart's desire is to be in us. It's another thing altogether. Are you with me? Now, he says the Spirit of truth will dwell with you and will be in you. And then he goes on to say in verse 18, in that chapter, John chapter 14, verse 18, he says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Hallelujah. I will not leave you orphans. For when he says, I am with you, he is making a promise that he has every intention of keeping. I am with you. I will not leave you. You hearing me? Oh, what a lovely promise. And he makes it good too. That every believer and follower of Jesus Christ is given the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us. Not only do we have him as our constant companion, and that's what I'm talking about. If he not only is with us, he lives inside of us, we'll never have to feel alone in this world. Never have to feel alone. He's the constant companion of our lives. But we also have him as a helper, our advocate, our counselor, our guide through life. Through him, we can experience Christ as our Savior, our Redeemer. And we heard last week, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, the Almighty God. And we can pray to him anytime, anywhere, and in any situation, knowing that he hears us, because he is with us. Amen. So as we prepare our hearts and our homes this Christmas season, this whole, well, I think that's the origin of the word holiday, is a holy day. Yeah. Let us acknowledge and worship Jesus as none other than God made manifest in the flesh. And we sung it, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, pleased as men with a capital M. Pleased as men with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. And hark the herald, the angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen. That's such great strength. That brings me to the next point. So not only is he with us, Emmanuel also means he is for us. The Almighty God who is with us is also for us. He's on our side. And in Hebrew, Emmanuel, literally interpreted, you know, when you look at the word El, means strong God with us. You know, when Isaiah was prophesying, this was the case when Judah was under attack from Syria, but King Ahaz, a wicked king, he allied himself with Assyria for military support. So instead of trusting in the Lord, he allied himself with the king of Assyria. Now at that time, God had actually given him a promise and had given him and the people a sign. Because eventually we hear that Isaiah, you know, he has, not only is a prophet, but he takes a prophetess as his wife. And this is the sign, a virgin conceiving a son. And they will recognize that as the name, Emmanuel, God with us. So God with us, for us, to fight the battles. Now, we see the fulfillment, as we said earlier, in Jesus Christ, the true, one true Emmanuel. But Emmanuel also further assures us that of God's comfort, of his abiding presence, his strengthening presence. God who gives us strength. He gives us the hope of the grace that we need to endure the trials of life and the hope of deliverance from our afflictions. Whatever your situation, whatever the situation, we have a steadfast hope. And deep on the inside, even though we fear, we have this knowledge, we can reckon it, we can know it, and we can walk in it, that we need not fear. So we can say to fear, so we can counter fear with faith. Faith in the Word of God, faith in the presence of God, faith in Emmanuel, who is with us and for us, and who is for us. Have you not noticed how many fear nots we have in this whole story of the Christmas journey? How many fear nots? How many be not afraid? How many do not be afraid do we hear? But also throughout the whole Bible. I'm going to take you a short journey through that. After Moses dies, God strengthens Joshua with these words before he prepares to lead them into the promised land across the Jordan. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. What a great God. He deserves glory. He's actually saying, I will make sure you succeed. You're going to succeed. You will not fail. Because I will not fail you. I, the Lord your God, am with you. I am on your side. Emmanuel, the God who is with us, who is for us. Amen. Amen. Now, see, King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, when they get thrown into exile, King Nebuchadnezzar, there's an instance where the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they refused to, even though they were put in charge of the province, the city of Babylon. There was an order that issued, and they had to bow down and worship the image that King Nebuchadnezzar made. These three Hebrew boys refused to do so. And for that, they had to suffer. Because they refused to bow down to the golden image. We hear that they are thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And this time, not only is it a burning fiery furnace, but the heat was 7 times hotter than what it usually was. And the flames instantly killed the men who were the ones throwing these boys in. Instantly snapped, burnt out and burnt to a crisp. But not only were these boys unharmed, not only were they unharmed, but the king himself who witnessed the execution, he bore witness that he saw in the midst of the flame when these three were in there, they were set loose, but he saw a fourth man in there. One, that he says, like the Son of God. Amen. God, the all-consuming fire, who on Mount Carmel, he licked up the offering and all the water in one hit. By fire, he answers by fire. The God, the all-consuming fire who delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. The God who gave David the victory against Goliath. He was there in the burning fiery furnace with them, with those guys. What an awesome demonstration of Emmanuel. God who is with us and God who is for us. Brothers and sisters, Emmanuel is not merely about past history. Not merely for the past or the future assurance. It's a present reality. We can have this experience with Emmanuel. The Almighty Redeemer, Jesus Christ, is at a present help, a very present help, the Bible tells us, in a time of need, in a time of trouble. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil and we can say that Thou art with me. Amen. He says in Isaiah 43, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." So he takes possession of you. He's jealous. The all-consuming God is a jealous God. And he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I'll walk with you through fire. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. You will not drown, no matter what you find yourselves in today. And in the coming days of your life. You will not be burned and you will not drown. Amen. I'll say that over you today. You will not be burned and you will not drown. For I am the Lord God, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's what God says. Amen. In the thick of the battle against all the evil that's in the world, against our own flesh, when we struggle within ourselves, whether it's with sin, besetting sin, or whether it was just with constant failure or the sense of failure, I want you to know that in the thick of this battle against the world, against our flesh, against the devil, we can be sure of victory because our God is a warrior. Our God is a conqueror, and our God makes us more than conquerors. If God be for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? What then shall we say to these things? What then? If God be for us, who can be against us? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For with God on our side, nothing can separate us from His love, which is made manifest in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah! 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 It's a great God. So God is with us. God is for us. And even though it's a different play on words, I want to use this word. God is among us. And that speaks of community. So it's crucial to recognize that God, that Emmanuel is not God, not just. I mean, you can personalize it and say, God is with me. The Lord is with me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here, the Lord is there. The Lord is with me. But He's not that. He's not complete. God is with us. Ephesians chapter 2 expounds on this. So if you're taking notes, just jot that down. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 to 22. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. And we sang, sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. You might be here on earth, but our place, we have a place in the heavenly realms, seated with Christ Jesus. Amen. So we're citizens of heaven, citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, members, family. We are family. Got my brothers and my sisters with me. Right? Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. So we rest on this. In whom the whole building, so we're described like a building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you're also being built together for a dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, there's so many words here. Building, let's put that out. The building is the temple. The temple is a dwelling place for God. In the Old Testament, he used with Moses the tabernacle, but until he found a more permanent building with the Temple of Solomon, we had the temple, the tabernacle, the temple of God. The dwelling place of God. And now we are described as the dwelling place of God, the temple of God in the Spirit. So this indicates to us that Christians together, collectively, we belong to a community of faith in which we'll experience the mystery of Emmanuel. It's a mystery, profound. That God, who became incarnate amongst us, who has reconciled Himself to us, who is at peace with us, who has taken us into covenant and to communion with Himself. The Holy Trinity Himself is a witness to us that God Himself is a community. What does He say in Genesis chapter 1 or 1 or 2? Let us make man in our image and likeness. Profound, profound, profound mystery and truth, which I don't think we'll ever fully comprehend. Maybe till the day we see Him. one God, yet with three distinct personalities in complete unity. The Spirit of Christ Jesus who lives inside of us now makes each one of us members of His body. One, there is one body when we all are members of it. Yeah? Christians, therefore, are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We hear in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. But Jesus Himself makes this promise. He says, "For where two or three are gathered in My name, there I will be in the midst of them." God amongst us. You know the phrase, "No man is an island." No woman is an island either. And I'm convinced that community is how God structured human life. We're not meant to live in a vacuum. I mean, we see it as a testimony in Genesis. That God saw that Adam was lonely. Made for him, and brought to him all the creatures. He named them one by one. It is still a vacuum in him. And he took a rib out of his side and made Eve. So God amongst us. It is in community where we learn to love. Where we learn to love God as we love our neighbors as ourselves. Right? We're told in 1 John, don't deceive yourselves, yeah? You can't say you love God and you hate your brother or your sister. It's in community where we love God. It's, and we find fulfillment in loving God through loving our neighbor as ourselves. It's in community where we ourselves encounter Emmanuel. I mean, how boring would Christmas be if we didn't have Christians to celebrate with? How absolutely empty. I mean, He gave us the gifts of the Spirit, where we exercise those gifts. They're not for yourself. They're actually to bless the church. Right? Gifts of the Spirit were meant to be exercised in the body. So when you come together, I mean, whether it's in a big setting or whether it's in a small setting, someone has a word of encouragement, a word of prophecy, a word of faith, or the ability to exercise and manifest miracles and healings and all of that. That was for each one of us. That's where God uses community to touch our lives. Our community is what God uses to shape us into the likeness of Christ. Amen. I don't have too much more to say. Does it make sense to you? Emmanuel. This is pretty easy to take home, yeah? Emmanuel, God who is with us, God who is for us, and God who is amongst us. You know, just take a few moments. Think this through. Jesus wasn't just a great teacher. He wasn't just a miracle-working prophet. Bible tells us, and we read the account, whether it's in Matthew chapter 1 or Luke chapter 1, that He was conceived of the Holy Spirit, fully God, 100% God, and born of the Virgin Mary, fully man. I'm not here to argue with you on theology, by the way. The amazing thing is that God embraced our humanity. He still divinity, the divine form, put on humanity and became accessible to us. Without putting aside His divinity. This was God's ultimate way of becoming or manifesting Himself as Emmanuel. Jesus reveals who God is. And as God, Jesus then offers us forgiveness and eternal life. Emmanuel will remain a mystery to the human mind. The human mind cannot fully really ever fathom it. Can never really fully understand God, the mind of God. The ways of God are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But the promise today and the hope that we have today and this Christmas is that we can personally encounter Him. We can personally experience Jesus Christ as Emmanuel, the Word of God made flesh, who dwelt among us. Because even now, He dwells amongst us. It's a continuous present tense. I'm not so good with my English or linguistics, but it's still happening. So to sum up, you know the points. God is with us. God is for us. And God is amongst us. Would you bow your heads with me? Can we have the musicians to close us with a song? Can we have jingle bells, please? Pulling your leg here. I'm not so sure what your circumstances are. I mean, if I'm in fellowship with you, I might know a little bit. I'm not really sure. Even then, I can't be there with you. I can only make some assurances that I'll pray with you, I'll pray for you. Even then, I don't always make good my promises. And that's the absolute truth. I will fail. I tell you, there's one who will not fail us. We've been talking about Him all this while. And He even now is amongst us. Even now, He lives inside of us. Emmanuel is calling out today to us. To those who have not known Him yet, He beckons you, asking you to come near, to receive Him as the true gift of Christmas. For He says, as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. So if you're in that category of people today, you're not quite sure if you know Him or you don't know Him at all, as your heads are bowed, your eyes closed, if you want to put up your hands, we'll pray with you, we'll pray for you, and we'll welcome you into the kingdom of God, to the family. So if that's you, I'll give you a few moments to put up your hand before I move on to the next group of people. So we all know God, praise God. And this is for the next group, for all of you. He also calls us to get involved, not just as we hear and receive the Christmas message, but He calls us to get involved with the Christmas mission. There is a mission. Don't be fooled. With all the authority in heaven and on earth, Jesus, who raised from the dead, He then commissions His disciples and He gives them spiritual power to go and make disciples of all the nations. But He doesn't want you to do it alone. The Lord wants to work with you. And Mark chapter 16 tells us that as they went out everywhere preaching the gospel, everywhere, anywhere and everywhere, God was with them. God was working with them. God was partnering with them. That's what God wants to do with you, with me. He wants to reassure you, like He did, Apostle Paul said, do not be afraid, but speak. Do not keep silent. Go shout it on the mountaintops that Jesus Christ is Lord, for I am with you. So whatever you face, whatever you've been facing, whatever you're facing now and whatever you will face, Jehovah God, the covenant-keeping God, has promised that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And to every one of you who has put your trust in Him, these are the words of Emmanuel. I get this. He says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So I pray that God be with us. And better still, I declare that God is with us this Christmas season and beyond as we enter 2015. God bless you all. So if you rise with me. If you feel the tugging of the Spirit on your heart and you want to respond in some way, shape or form, we'll keep this place open for you. I invite you to come and respond to God. If you need a touch from Him, if you need badly to encounter Emmanuel, God who is with us, who is with me, this is a time to not leave this place. It's still fairly early. It's 11:15. In fact, according to the clock, it's probably 11:10. So don't worry about going anywhere. If you feel comfortable responding where you are, go ahead. If you want to make it a today, a now thing, and you want to come up here, or if you need prayer, this is the time. Thank you.
Jesus at the center of it all.
Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it'll always be, it's always been you. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it would always be, it's always been you, Jesus, and nothing else matters. Center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else. Yeah. beginning to the end. It will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Jesus, be the center.
Jesus, be the center of your church. Oh, yes, you are. Jesus, be the center of this church. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Slow tune. I want you to make yourself comfortable. If standing is in the comfortable position, take up whatever is comfortable to you. I'm just going to spend just the last few moments. You ask me, how do I encounter Emmanuel, God who is with us, God who desires to be inside of us, God who is for us and not against us, God who is amongst us. There's one thing. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, be of good courage, He shall strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Let's be still and know that He is God. So as we hear some nice tunes, I want you to tune in. Not zone out, but tune in to God. So make yourself comfortable and let's pray. Let's pray. Let's use the language that He's given us to speak to Him. This is the God who indwells us, who has filled us with His Holy Spirit, who desires to make Himself manifest to us. So just use your spiritual language. Use the tongue that you have and speak to Him. That is the channel by which we receive power that He has endued us from on high. Shaba raba kusutu raman telebrasta rosh tekiti raman telebrasta lorondo arende le mato strele la lahashu kurana manda barasho koto rebe bebe be kura baba 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 ma baba 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 robo bobo 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 shoto randa la barreke di sibirianta randa la mente ribastro stai la strola ahman strola esta. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the refreshing that He desires to give to you. This is the refreshing, for He says, with stammering lips and another tongue, I will speak to my people. I will refresh you, He says. So if you need that touch right now, collectively, let's put our hands up to Him and receive it. Use it as an act of surrender, but also an act of receiving, because that's what He wants to do today. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Do not doubt me. In your unbelief, cry out, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe in you. That is the criteria. Believe in me, and it will be accounted to you as righteousness. Hallelujah. Shabaron to korendili manabarosh takaraba. Ostalendere mantarastreshtarolosta. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Let's call on the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, the promised of ages. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for being with me. Cry out to Him. Thank you for being with me. You don't have to struggle. Just believe it. Just say it. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. And if He's with me, who can be against me? If He's for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us your strength, your abiding presence that will not leave us. Father, we will not struggle with you anymore, but we will give you our hearts. So here we are, Lord. Here we are. Lift up our hands. The Lord bless you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. And the Lord give you peace. Father, we receive the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Service is over.